What's up, EuroLeague fans? Welcome to another episode of A Quarter with Kyle Hines. Today, we have a very special edition. We're going to call it the fan edition of A Quarter with Kyle Hines. We have two fans representing probably the biggest, one of the biggest sports clubs, biggest fan bases, historical sports clubs in all of European basketball. Today, representing Partizan, my friend Dusan M, we're going to call you today. Dusan, thank you so much. Welcome.
Thank you, and congratulations on your fourth centenary in the EuroLeague, Kyle.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Thank you. It means a lot. And representing Red Star, we have another thing they have in common, Dusan J. Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate it.
Hi, Kyle. Thank you for the invitation, and it is my pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much. Now, as representatives of both of the most historical basketball clubs and sports organizations in all Serbia, I'm interested to know, how did each of you become a fan of your respective clubs? And we'll start off with you, Dusan M. How did you become a fan of Partizan?
It's a family tradition, tradizione di famiglia, as they would say in some Italian crime movies. My dad took me to the first game when I was 2.5. Obviously, I can't remember that at all. And it's all started from there. My first basketball game was probably when I was still in preschool. We lived in New Belgrade, which is where Partizan's original basketball home was from the late 60s until the early 90s. So fond memories of early childhood, father taking me to watch both Partizan girls playing in the morning, in the matinee, in order to occupy decent seats, and then staying on until the afternoon to watch the main program and the boys play. And there was a very important time. The European Cup or the Championship Cup, which was the EuroLeague predecessor, in the late 80s. Great Partizan team that went on to play in the Final Four in Ghana, in Belgium, in 88. Some historic teams, including yours. They were known as Tracer at the time.
Yeah.
It was basically when the bond started, and I'm really, really glad now to be able 30 years down the road to pass this legacy on to my children.
Yeah, now for you, Dusan J, what is your connection to Red Star, and how did you become, a Red Star fan?
Similar like Dusan M, it's going from home, from our dads. To be honest, I started to watch football first because it was much closer to my dad. And on the end of primary school, I started to watch basketball team of Red Star during the years when former Yugoslavian league was one of the best in Europe.
Yeah.
And teams, regularly won European Cups. From generation of Slobodan Janković, Slobodan Nikolić, etc., etc., I started to be regular on Pioneer or Aleksandar Nikolić Hall. And, I recognize basketball as a more attractive and more interesting sport for me than football. But again, I never missed a football game because like Dusan and like all Partizan or Red Star fans, we are not splitting teams or clubs or sports,
We are one family.
We are complete dedicated to our DNA, Crvena Zvezda or Partizan. It doesn't matter, because we are living our teams, and they are member of our families.
Where does that passion come from? Other fan bases, other people, they have strong fan bases, but when you arrive in Serbia and you get a feel, it feels different. it feels different. The passion in the fans feels different. So where does that passion like stem from?
Well, you have to understand that Serbia or former Yugoslavia, we are small countries, you know, but we have very proud people, and we always want to be best. Sometimes it doesn't have sense. Sometimes it has, but we have something in our DNA, and we always wanted to be the best, even if we are playing cards, playing basketball, football, sure, or whatever, what we are doing in our lives. You know, we have this let's say this fuel in yeah, our body that we want to be best, you know. And as you know, like a player of Olympiacos or a CSK or Olympia, sometimes it is not realistic, but you know, we are not taking care about real things, you know.
What about you, Dusan M? Tell me, you know, where does the passion come from, you know, from the Partizan fans?
So looking at a bit bigger picture, I think in Serbia and some neighboring countries, I think basketball has central place in the society and the community.
Absolutely.
And I think people actually look at their local teams as literally extended families or, yeah, or part of their families. And I think that's quite unique. You maybe have one or two other places in Europe that I'm aware of, or that I've seen, including Bologna, for example. I'm a big fan of their basketball culture. Also Lithuania, where people, obviously Greece and Turkey, but slightly different ballgame. But I think where basketball is truly a left, right and center, you know, backbone of the community. That's to start with. And then secondly, I think particularly related to Partizan, it's the club's core mission, core values and ethos. And I'd like to mention one name here, which is very important, and it's not Jelko Bradović, it's Duško Vujošević, who was originally our club coach during the late 80s when I started watching basketball, and then during Partizan's most successful times in the late 20th and early 21st century. I think Vujošević has not only brought up a whole generation of very young, very talented players, not just for the Serbian national team, but also for the French national team and for other national, for the Czech national team, etc., etc. But also, I think he's genuinely inspired and educated a whole generation of our fans. And these are the fans that will turn up, as you say, Kyle, they will turn up in Bologna, in Barcelona. They will travel to Munich, fill up 80% of the venue, Hamburg, irrespective of the competition or the opposition. Yeah. So last night we played a very sort of small local team in the arena. It was Monday evening. More than 6,000 people turned up to watch this. And I think what's particularly striking to me is the generation thing. It's also something you pass on down to your kids and your grandkids. And I think this is probably the unique atmosphere. It's not just loud chanting and crazy pyros and whatnot. It's also the genuine interest in the game. Decent. I mean, there's a respect for the ball, respect for the good player. You would know that yourself, playing for CSK and Olympiacos against Partizan, playing very well and still being rewarded with a round of applause if you actually perform well.
Yeah.
So respect to the ball, respect to the opposition, love to the club, and it goes on and on and on, and long may it continue so.
Now, both of you guys speak about tradition, you speak about family tradition, and you said, like, you know, both of you guys have been ingrained or been a part of this club, you know, almost since birth. So one of the things I respect the most, you know, as American, as a foreigner, is the tradition, you know, the tradition that European clubs, especially clubs here, you know, in Serbia have. And it's special to me, with something that we don't always have in the States. It's a little bit different, but it's special to me, as you said, like, you know, these are kind of like ingrained as kind of like through like family bloodlines, you know, like your father was a fan, you know, now your son and your child. So, you know, what does it mean, you know, to pass on, you know, these traditions to your kids and to the younger generations of fans?
It means a lot, you know, as both of us explained to you. This is not just a team, or this is not just a club, you know. Red Star can make my day, can make my week, can make my month or year, or even whole life, you know.
Yeah,
Dusan M, you know. And this is something what we are trying to pass to our kids, to explain them that it is much better to live with a passion for sport and to love something and to make something great. And of course, you know, when you are dedicated to sport, you can teach your kids that the win is important, but also how to accept when you lose something. You know,
the valuable lessons.
You always have day after win or lose, and it is very important for me. I will give you just one exam. You know, I am doing very serious trading with complete Europe regionally also. Mm-hmm. And all my trips, let's say all my trips, 90% of my business trips, I'm combined with Red Star. If we are playing in Ljubljana, I'm making an appointment in Ljubljana. If we are playing in Valencia, I'm making an appointment in, you know?
Yeah.
It is kind of, you know, sick, but I'm very, very proud of my sickness, you know. And, I'm trying to take my kid, my oldest son, with me to explain him, you know, how we are living, what we are doing, how we can join the love, passion, how we can survive big losses, etc., etc., you know. And of course, you know, this... what we have in common between our teams is a fantastic thing, you know. This we are let's say enemies historically, but in some hand we respect each other, because if we are not respect each other, we will not have such a big influence on each other, you know.
Absolutely.
And this is something also very, very, very good and very nice. And one of my, let's say, my best man is a big Partizan fan.
Dusan, I want you to speak on the same thing. You know, what does it mean for you, you know, the tradition that you have the opportunity to pass on to your children, but also the younger generation? Like, what does that tradition mean for you?
It's definitely a positive world outlook, and it's quite important to convey that clubs are not just sport associations, that they're actually much more to them. I mean, they have certain values they espouse and they promote and advocate, and that's why I want to think about my club as a way of life. It's not just basketball. Absolutely. Team you want to win and you watch them play. Actually, it's much more than that. It's respecting people of different backgrounds, accepting them as your own. I mean, I was born in Belgrade in a Partizan family, but it doesn't make me a bigger fan than someone who lives, I don't know, 500 kilometers from here in Montenegro, or lives in Slovenia, or I don't know, Spain or Italy. As long as they appreciate club's core values, I think we're all part of the same group. Passing on a tradition is important both for the club, but also I think for basketball and for EuroLeague, because unless you actually put in conscious effort to work with that younger generation of fans, we're all we'll miss out on the next generation. They might go on and do something different. You know, e-gaming is growing. Or they might decide that the sport is dull, or I don't know, they might go down a more antisocial route, God forbid. Finally, on a very personal note, so I mentioned it's my first Euro Cup or Championship Cup season that I remember was the 88 season when I was 9. And my daughter's, my younger daughter's first season was Partizan comeback season last season when she was 9. So after 3,019 days, we returned to EuroLeague.
Yes,
where I truly believe Partizan belongs absolutely. And it was such a moving moment for me. And then later in the season, you know, when we took our my dad to the game as well, so be able to basically have three generations of the family watching Partizan play was
that's special,
inimitable, really, really fascinating experience.
That's special. That's very memorable. You just spoke about it. What does it mean to both fan groups and fan cores to have both teams, this is the second year in a row, to have both teams competing in EuroLeague at the highest level? Like, what type of feeling is that to know that that your club, both clubs, is competing at the highest level in EuroLeague? And then what type of energy does that bring to the basketball culture of Belgrade?
It means a lot, you know, because this brings us a totally different, first of all, behavior on the games, you know. When we pay attention just on the regional or Serbian league, there was stupid things that which don't have any sense with sport, and you know, it was danger, you know, to ruin everything what the generation built through the years or decades. And last season, last EuroLeague season, showed both of us. When I say both of us, I don't mean to both of personal Dusan and me, but both of fans group, that we can act like, you know, let's say, like a normal guys, and that we can chance, or that we can jump, or, and we will not drop anything on a basketball court to hurt someone. And you know, we are acting normal, and this is very important for both teams, and especially, as he mentioned, for young generation to, you know, to start to understand the beauty of sport and the beauty of passion and everything else. Because I forgot to mention, no one in both fans group didn't start to love Red Star or Partizan because of one player, you know.
Yeah.
This is much, much deeper, and this is more important for both for both of us. And from this reason, and also last year was fantastic with let's say with the Partizan results, which put higher margin. Yes, to Red Star management and Red Star fans, that we you know, we realized that everything is possible.
Yeah,
you have
absolutely
a good coach, and if you get all those things, everything is possible. And of course, today results are not great, but it doesn't matter. You know, everything moves in good direction.
For you, Dusan, the same question. I mean, what does it mean? You spoke a little bit about, you know, Partizan returning their comeback season, and having, you know, Coach Obradovic come back, and you know, to have, you know, that feel of Partizan being in EuroLeague again. What does that mean? You know, what does that mean to the fan club and to the fan base there?
To be completely honest with you, Kyle, it doesn't feel like the same competition at all.
Mm-hmm.
I told you, I mean, we had a 3,019 days break in between two EuroLeague seasons, and we came back to something that's called EuroLeague, but it's completely different format.
Yeah.
So last season we played the total of 78 games. Mm-hmm. This includes the 5-game playoff final in the regional competition. So 78 games. I mean, that was so difficult, so energy draining.
It's a gauntlet.
I can't even imagine how difficult it was for the players. It was difficult for me to basically. Yeah. I think I've seen. I was doing my calculations. I've only missed one game at home, and I've done most of the main away games that I could manage. So I mean, and just to be able to do that, I mean, that's just incredibly demanding. You know, both in terms of the energy, your time, resources, mm-hmm. other professional, family commitments, and so on. But ultimately, in my view, it's about the journey. It is tough, but it's about the journey. It's about experience. It's about opportunity to see the best and the brightest of European basketball, to actually travel to interesting places. I mentioned Bologna early on. I've done Bologna just before the pandemic in the Euro Cup, which was, you know, a lifetime experience, once-in-a-lifetime experience. And then done Bologna again last season, and I'll probably go again this season, because it's not just gastronomy of the city and mm-hmm. the vibe, it's also the basketball culture there that I found extremely, extremely positive, genuine, affirmative, and somewhat similar to our own.
To me, first of all, as players, like I think the players want Red Star and Partizan to continue in the EuroLeague, because there's nothing better or more special feeling. Witness it in yourself, you know, witness it being there, you know, in front of 19,000-20,000, you know, people and getting to play in that environment, because it's a very unique environment. But I think another part, and I think another special thing about both clubs being in EuroLeague, I'm not sure how much you guys are on Instagram or in social media, but the viral fact of, you know, before every game, you know, people are, you know, all over the world globally are seeing the fans, the introductions before the game and how the fans are cheering. And you, I don't know if you guys read the comments, but people are like, wow, like, you know, like you guys are leading the charge of European basketball, EuroLeague basketball, you know, in that regard, because I have friends from the States that have sent me messages like, wow, you playing this, or, you know, that or people from all over the world, they're seeing it. So I think that is one of the most important factors for me, is that, the fact that, like, the viralness of it, like, people are seeing it, and I think it's only influencing, you know, not only there in Belgrade, but all over the world.
It feels great, I mean, to be recognized by other fans, but other sort of basketball fans across the world. And actually, I think that respect goes both ways. And, you know, one example, again, I must mention this man, Željko Obradović. You know, wherever we go, including to places where, quite frankly, we have some baggage or some sort of history or some sort of tricky legacy, he gets standing ovations. And yeah, actually, that's a great seal of approval for the club. And you know, to be able to sort of push and maybe create new culture among clubs in the competition. I think, as I said early on, to me personally, I mean, it doesn't matter which part of the world you come from. If you genuinely embrace club values and ethos, I mean, you can be part of a club. And it goes both for the players and the fans. You know, we have fans from all over the world. And maybe one sort of unique perspective from Partizan is, I mean, how many EuroLeague players do you know? They have Olympia Milan tattoos on their arms, and
yes,
not playing for Olympia. I mean, I think that little example tells a story in its own right.
Dusan J, what does it feel to see, you know, the Partizan faithful? I mean, the Red Star faithful, you know, getting acknowledged worldwide for the things that you do and how you support the team, how you support the club. How does that make your fan group or how does it make you feel?
Of course, that videos and impressions are fantastic, because we are offering something unique. And but I explained to you, you know, we are not going to the match. We are living our dreams. We are living our lives. And for us, this is not just a basketball or football match, you know. This is important part of our lives, and this is the main reason why fans around the world are impressed. And you know, every single American player who came to play for Red Star or Partizan, you know, first after contract, they're receiving videos from YouTube, and you know, they are starting to, and the first sentence is, fans. I can't wait to first match or to play, or, and very important, because you're a former Olympiakos player, you know, you played against Panathinaikos, and you know how difficult it can be. And you know, for you, after two or three seasons in Olympiakos, you can play wherever you want.
Anything's possible. No, I mean, I totally agree. I totally agree with both of you. I mean, I think both of you guys are very lucky and very fortunate and very blessed that that you come from straight, you know, so many great historical, so many memorable moments there in both of your clubs. And I think both clubs are leading an example, especially fan groups are leading an example to many other, groups and fans globally all over the world. But it's not just that. It's not just, like you said, it's not just what has happened on the surface. I think a lot of it is behind the scenes. And that's what I want to say. Thank you to you guys. I think it's a lot of behind the scenes, you know, because the appreciation that you guys show to not only your domestic players, like the Serbian players. Like, I played with so many great Serbian players on both sides that have allegiance to both sides, and they're always telling me so much, you know, how much passion they have for the club. And, you know, as Dusan mentioned, you know, players have tattoos, and, you know, players, you know, have, you know, they, once they feel like they play for, you know, Red Star or Partizan, they feel like they're a member of that club for life. So I want to say thank you, you know, for all the players, for, you know, for the atmosphere that you guys provide. You know, we really appreciate it. And as an opposing player, I really enjoy, you know, I always look, you know, every time we play, when do we go to Belgrade, and when we have opportunity to play against, you know, Red Star and Partizan. It's always my favorite time. And talking to players all over EuroLeague, I know it's their favorite, one of their favorite matches too. So I really appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for taking the time and being on the quarter with Kyle Hines. I wish both you guys a lot of success during the season. I hope that both your clubs make you guys very, very happy. Make your work trips and your travels a lot easier. And I just want to say thank you guys. Thank you guys. I appreciate you guys so much for giving us this unique perspective, you know, from a fan's point of view, from two of the most important clubs in the history of basketball, you know, in this entire world. So thank you.
Not at all, Kyle.
Thank you very much, Kyle, on your invitation. And I really appreciate this. Hvala ti, Dušane. Bilo je zadovoljstvo.
Hvala. Također, Carl, thank you for having us.
Thank you, EuroLeague fans, for tuning into this very special episode of A Quarter with Kyle Hines. There will be other episodes coming in very soon. Look forward to talking to you guys and speaking to you guys and showing you many more core episodes like this very soon. Take care.